Yemen is in a state of utter catastrophe. They are being attacked left, right and centre by the Saudi-led coalition, which when it's not bombing them to death, it's starving them to death. The starvation, destruction and bloodshed that is occurring in this war will leave us with our heads bowed in shame. We will become the generation that witnessed the most ruthless massacre recognised by the perpetrators and still did nothing about it. How can we just sit and let this continue? Whether through speaking up and holding the Saudi coalition responsible through social media, protests or conferences, or raising funds to alleviate the man-made famine caused by the Saudi blockade, we need to do whatever we can, wherever we are, and show our solidarity with the people of Yemen. The problem is that even charity organizations which are trying to get their money into Yemen are not being able to because of the Saudi blockade. And let's not forget, the Saudi regime is not only stopping money from going into Yemen, but it's actually stopping food and medical supplies from entering as well. They're essentially trying to block Yemen off from the rest of the world and starve them to death. A lot of the time, people are donating money with good intentions, but that money is not going to the poor, oppressed people of Yemen. In fact, it's actually going to the Saudi coalition. In such dire circumstances, a lot of people have lost hope because they're thinking, well, even if we give to a certain charity, how is that charity going to deliver aid to the people who need it most in Yemen when the Saudi regime has blocked off the country? Our team here at Islamic Pulse realized this duty, and with the help of Allah, we began collecting funds to send humanitarian aid into Yemen at the start of this year. We made sure to deliver the aid ourselves in person in order to make sure that it reaches the people that need it the most. So far, we have collected close to $90,000 US and more than $60,000 has already been dispatched. These images show aid being delivered to the people facing famine and cholera. The aid we delivered consisted of medicine and monthly food rations. We had people donating from Iran, Pakistan, Canada, America, Australia, UK and Ireland. This small idea from a group of Hausa students has become a global campaign, and it's been acknowledged now and commended by senior ulama like Ayatollah Araki.
یکی از مؤسساتی که در این راستا موفق است مورد اعتماد ماست مؤسسه اسلامیک پالس است وسیله تعدادی از جوانان متدین راه اندازی شده اینها میتوانند این کمک ها رو با نظارت ما و با کمکی که ما به آنها میکنیم به دست یمنی های مستضعف و آسیب دیده و مورد ظلم دشمن قرار گرفته برسانند و باید توجه داشته باشیم که مقام معظم رهبری حضرت آیت الله العظمی خامنه ای تأکید بر لزوم کمک رسانی مردم یمن داشتند و دارند مراجع بزرگ تقلید همه شخصیت های مورد توجه جامعه اسلامی همه می دانند که کمک رسانی مردم یمن از
We were even able to secure Khums Ijazah from Ayatollah Sistani, Ayatollah Makarem and Ayatollah Khamenei. Basically, they trusted this campaign enough to give their muqallids, you, permission to give your Khums money to this campaign. Personally, I think that this is a miracle that we've managed to do this. I didn't believe that we could until the brothers actually tried. Now that we've found this route into Yemen and we know that the aid is actually going to reach the oppressed of Yemen, we need your help. My team and I here at Islamic Pulse ask you to donate as much as you can and to give your khums to this campaign, and we take the full responsibility to ensure that the funds reach the oppressed people of Yemen. For as little as $31, you can help cover a Yemeni family's monthly food ration or a whole year's worth of supply in under $400. Send us an email at ipfundsyemen@gmail.com. That's ipfundsyemen@gmail.com with the following information: your name, city of residence, state, province, country, amount, specify whether it's a donation or khums, name of your marja if it's khums, and we will try our best to arrange a pickup of these funds through one of our representatives in your vicinity.